What caused my absolute homelessness was domestic violence, and I just got to the point where I couldn't take any more, and I walked out the door, and there was no getting out of the house with my kids or anything else. I walked out just happy to be alive. And the thing that I always remember is the moment that I realised I had no help, that nobody was going to give me another go, nobody was going to help me, no one was going to take me in, and I had nowhere to go. My family had stopped helping me long ago due to my drug addictions. I came from an abused family. I was made ward of state. So, you know, I had my work cut out for me. I didn't really get a fair crack at it from the get-go, you know, but once you're in the system, you stay in it. But that moment, it's the loneliest moment that you'll ever experience. You realise you have nobody and that you're sleeping out tonight. But I think that I became a stronger, more self-reliant unit because of it. That would be one positive that came out of it. I came out of it with a street family that is still by my side today.
Rachel experienced homelessness in her younger years. Rachel says that there's a variety of support mechanisms out there.
Street level and MICA, they're two places that are right on the front line with homelessness and fully supportive. You know, they also provide food, showers, clothing even, and they're fabulous. And I mean, you know, everyone's going to have differing opinions. There's good and bad in every bunch, and it's the same with the help that's out there. You know, what's good for one person necessarily won't work for the next, so it's pretty hit and miss. But there's a lot of services out there. You know, there's breakfast, lunch and dinner vans available all around the city at differing times of the day, and there's even a truck that gets around that has a shower and a washer and dryer in it, so that if you're actually on the street, you can do a wash and have a shower at the same time. So, you know, that's all pretty cool. So there's a lot out there if you are on the street.
Paul Slater is the founder of Northwest Community Group, a volunteer-led organisation that offers emergency relief and social support in Brisbane.
It's for the community, by the community, and yeah, there wasn't a big plan with this. I didn't go out thinking I'm going to start a big project here. I just was volunteering with a charity called Four Voices, and someone was giving away clothes and I brought them in and they went really quick, and I thought, oh my goodness, I didn't realise that these guys needed clothes so badly. And so yeah, it went from one table to two tables to five tables, and you know, it's tough out there, and there's more and more people becoming homeless and doing it rough, so we're able to sort of fill a bit of a gap in that area, being able to help these people, but more importantly be able to have conversations with them and understand what they're going through, because the system is failing a lot of them in a lot of ways. And so being able to have these conversations and do things that we can to make their lives more comfortable, I certainly sleep a lot better at night knowing that I'm doing my bit to help.
Paul says that he's always looking for more community involvement and donations to further support those in need.
Tents are in huge demand at the moment, and breaks my heart. Blankets, sleeping bags, and yeah, just the general clothing as well. Toiletries, deodorant, soap, shampoo, conditioner, all that kind of stuff. And then it's sorted and given straight to people that need it. There's no money changing hands or anything like that, which is really one of the great things that people are connecting with this, is that, you know, the help's going straight to people who need it.
You'll meet some very well-wise people out on the street as well. You know, they're not all crazy, they're not all drug addicted. You know, there's all sorts of reasons, but usually I've found the common theme is trauma.
Yeah, like how do you help people in those situations?
If you can approach the person, if they're approachable. I mean, you know, if you don't really want to give them money, if you think that it's going to go to substance abuse, that's fine. Offer them a meal. See if you can bring them a blanket or a change of clothing. You know, clothing's not something that's thought about a lot. Not everyone wants to help themselves. And I think that if you haven't got your hand out asking for that help, then how do people know how to help you or what to give you? You know, so maybe just watch them a bit, listen, you know, and do what you're comfortable with. It's all about finding some common ground. I've found a lot of comfort in the kindness of strangers.
Yeah.
God bless all of them that helped. Where would we all be without a fourth and fifth chance, right?